So Tina here with Tech with Tina. I've got Dan and Clint, who you guys know very, very well. And Larry actually just posted a video where we got to show us your tech, which we went through Jelly Bean,
yes,
which is code name for the lounge chair, and went through some of the hardware. But I wanted to give the Channel 9 community members a chance to ask you guys some questions based on what they saw at the Mix keynote. And we know this has been pretty successful and very exciting so far. But let's get to some of your guys' questions, or girls' questions. But we have Richard Hine. He wants to know, have you had any contact from people who are considering using Kinect to control wheelchairs?
So we haven't. There are some things to look out for. For example, like the Kinect sensor doesn't work well outdoors. Now, that doesn't mean somebody couldn't figure out some ways to do that or work it or use some image processing libraries or something to help correct that. But really, we haven't had anybody come to us from a wheelchair manufacturer.
But that's the hope, right? The hope is that people would do really positive things once the SDK is released, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's really, you know, it's a clean slate, so it's really what your imagination can build.
And does it not work outdoors because of the infrared?
Yeah, it's really the infrared issues.
Okay. So Dr. Herbie says, how much code did you have to write on top of the SDK to track the position of both hands?
So originally, we were using a C++ version. We went to C#, and that really reduced the amount of code and complexity. There wasn't that much code specifically in getting just the features out. So it really wasn't that much. And we ended up doing things to simplify. We actually used some link queries on depth points. So for example, when we were trying to find out a hand, you get all the points, and every single one of these points is in a 640 by 480, is at a certain depth, right? And what you want to do is make it so that it moves with the cursor, so your hand moves with the cursor. Now, one of the things you can do is find out and do this a very complicated formula for extrapolating that this whole thing is a hand. Uh-huh. Or you can just say, hey, at a certain distance, just get the average of all these points. So if these points hit this depth from the camera, then count it as whatever your cursor is. Okay. And then because you get an average, it'll automatically, an average is, of course, the middle and the center on both the horizontal and vertical. So we kind of did some simple things to track, and it ends up working pretty well.
Yeah, and one thing Dan did leave out is basically we said we have it split, so we have the left side and then the right side, and we view those as two. If any part is on the left side, we grab the closest on the left side, same with the right side. That's how we mimic two cursors.
Now, I'm not a developer, so I don't understand technically some of the stuff you talk about, but I am curious about the difficulty in developing for the Kinect versus something else that your average developer would do.
Yeah, so especially when you're talking about the manage rep or VB C# developers, yeah. It's going to seem very familiar, like just a typical sensor location API, and we're able to show some of the basic features there. So I think really what you're going to be spending your time on is the user interface. Like how, for example, should I react in doing things? What are the, and this is where you get into the discussion of natural user interfaces. So I have Kinect, I know my hand's over something. If you've used the Xbox version, there's a tap and hold gesture, basically. Or you could do things, for example, maybe push in, push out, and make it like a click gesture. I think that's where you're gonna spend most of your time and really just testing out to make sure that that feels natural.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, MasterPie wants to know how much calibration was required.
So, if this is a question around calibration of the Kinect itself, like say you're holding up some things, and I think every Kinect ships with these things that you can hold up to calibrate it, we actually didn't do that at all. So, it's just out of the box plug in, nothing special. Now, if it's calibration on some of the stuff for testing and some of the UI things.
So, one big thing that we realized when we were at Mandalay Bay was we were getting IR from the big overhead lights. So, we had to figure out ways to compensate for that, along with how to tweak the motor values so we weren't going too fast and had control.
So it didn't feel like jerky, right? So like it's somebody gunning it and then braking, if you will.
So it went from 2 miles an hour to 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
With no seatbelt. All right, well, MasterPie has another question. Was it easy to move from a laboratory setup to the final product? I think it's very cute that he actually thinks you have a laboratory because I sit next to Clint. Right, we share a wall, and I'm just hearing drilling at 11 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock in the morning, which I'm not really there at 6 o'clock in the morning, but if I were, I'm sure I'd hear the drilling.
I love that you think you're there at 11, too, really.
Very true. Okay, call out. But anyway, talk about that. What kind of laboratory, like, how did you build this, and how did you move it to Vegas?
So basically, we built it in Building 24 on Microsoft Campus. We built it there. We tested quick testing, and then we went straight into the real world And I think we shipped it down, started building it early in the morning, like 9 a.m. on a Saturday right before mix. We had it Xbox drivable by 1 p.m., and then by 3 p.m. we had it Kinect drivable.
Well, there you go. So no laboratory?
No, and we did have to drive it to mix. I don't know if you called that out, but we tried to explain this to the actual person shipping what this was, and eventually we just had a huge list of parts, including, you know, these massive aluminum frames. They said, why don't we just get a truck and drive it there? And I said, great.
Perfect idea. This is another one from MasterPy. How easy does the SDK adapt to different environments, dev setup to final environment?
So you will have to install the SDK on every machine you want to use it, and then your code can just work over. So your code will just work. So obviously you have to have Kinect on plugged into every machine and have it installed, okay, and any dependencies that the SDK requires.
All right. Baz says, what is the current control scheme, and which others did you try?
So I think more or less the first control scheme we thought up is kind of what we went with.
No. You're wrong on this one. And here's why. So before we knew what it was going to be when it grew up, we were actually at a whiteboard, and the control scheme we were going to use was what Xbox games do for driving.
Oh, okay.
We didn't actually know. We were just
the omnidirectional wheels came later.
Yes, the omnidirectional wheels came later. So we were going to do this. And the one issue with this is there's no easy way to control your speed. So, for example, maybe it's your distance on your hand, but does that feel natural? Like, if you're gunning it, then you're going to have to extend your hands out.
So it's just a trial and error?
Really what feels natural, and it's me and Clint, probably somebody looking at us on our whiteboard, and going like this.
That, and then we were in his office just sitting like, does this seem normal?
Yeah, exactly, and it's like...
And then we were like, well, you know, what if we treated it like an Xbox controller, and so it looks like we're, you know... waxing our cars. It was interesting.
Yeah, so then we started talking about Clint found these omnidirectional wheels, and each wheel was going to have its own motor. So for people that you want to just quickly talk about that part, because I think that actually helps say, okay, we do need tank-style driving.
Yeah, so omnidirectional wheels let us do basically move in any direction. So think of it like I'm playing a first-person shooter. This vehicle can move as if I'm in a first-person shooter. So I can strafe, I can circle strafe, I can move forward, I can turn... in place.
So you're saying we're going to see this in the next Gears of War?
Yeah. That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
I have to say.
That would be so
fun. But in doing that, that means we have to figure out not only moving forward, like how we move forward and backwards, but how do we deal with moving to the sides?
Yeah.
And that's where we came up with the concept of using like an Xbox controller. So now we basically have two thumbsticks up in the air. So the diagnostic app and the Kinect app are the exact same control schema.
And really, you know, it was kind of funny. When we first had this stuff on, you'll see the if you have a screenshot of those boxes. But, you know, at the very top, the other thing we had to do is compensate where if your hand left, you wanted to make sure you actually cut the engine off. But you really didn't want it to be annoying where, like, you get close to full speed and then it cuts off. Where you had to be – so we had to make sure there was a nice, like, safety boundary area so you aren't – like really twitchy, if you will. And then we didn't even know, with all these motors, you have four motors, they each go away, what is the combination of hands? Like, if I put my hands in both corners, what's it going to do?
Yes.
You do opposite, it turns, right?
Yeah.
It does.
It was an interesting learning experience at Mandalay Bay. Like, the real first driving tests were at Mandalay Bay.
Wow.
3 days before we went live on stage.
No pressure.
Yeah, and do you want to talk about your wheel incident, or is that embarrassing?
The wheel incident.
What's the wheel incident?
Clearly that you discovered?
Yeah, so I didn't realize this until
they'll appreciate this.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
I didn't realize this until the company that made the wheels emailed me after the keynote, and they said they instantly saw that I had mounted the wheels backwards.
For the keynote. Wait, and, so during the keynote, the wheels were on backwards?
Yes, and what that caused was, for the longest time, I thought it was just the design that I had picked.
Right.
I could not do a rotational turn very well, and it just turned I had mounted them upside down.
So this question comes from one of my favorite community members, Al. Now, in Dan's demo during the keynote, it looked like the FPS from the camera was way below 30 frames per second. What is up with that, Dan?
I don't actually know why, and I saw his comment, and I haven't actually watched the video. This is one of those things where you don't actually want to watch your video, but I don't think it'll be an issue once we actually release, okay. And if there was something, maybe it was in the videos, or maybe it just seemed jerky, or it was poorly written code.
Can you blame it on him having the wheels on backwards?
No, this was actually in the Hello World demo that I had done before.
Okay.
I had seen it, but... I really got to see how bad it was, because it shouldn't have been that bad.
I remember during the rehearsals, it seemed up fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been something with the encodings.
We'll investigate, but it doesn't look like it's going to
it's not going to be an issue once it actually releases.
Well, this is the last question we have, and it's also from Al. Did you run into issues with control sensitivity?
So, what control sensitivity do you think he's referring to there?
Maybe IR sensitivity?
IR sensitivity?
Did mention the lights.
We were fighting the issues with the lighting, and we, you know, compensated by, you know, slightly tweaking the Kinect downward, stuff like that, and being sure that there weren't bright spots behind us.
One of the things that's kind of funny there, so what would happen is the lights are coming down, and it's infrared. So I mentioned that it takes the average of all the points within here. Yeah. So what happens if the light's coming from top and you have a hand, it takes the average, which is the fastest the Kinect can go.
Yeah, there was some interesting, scary moments.
Our switch is to just unplug that in the case of things go bad.
So, yeah, the motor does have... There is a dead man switch in here in case of...
Yeah. And that's supposed to be comforting? It's a dead man switch? On that note, how nervous were you, like, in the Mace Kinect? You guys looked great.
After doing multiple rehearsals on stage, I became way more comfortable. Like, the first time driving this, the feedback from everyone was... Clint smile, and I think Dan came up to him and was like, you do know he just started driving this with the Kinect an hour ago.
Well, fantastic. Thank you guys so much for your questions, and thank you guys for building something that's very fun to talk about.
Cool.
See you guys
thank
next
you.
Time.
Thanks.